News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's turn to those heated exchanges in the Dáil yesterday. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, accusing Sinn Féin of letting the balaclava slip after the party's reaction to that vigilante attack in Roscommon and the controversy about the repossession and eviction in Strokestown. Sinn Féin TD and party spokesperson for finance, Piers Doherty, will be with us in a second. Just before we talk to Piers, though, let's have a listen to what he and Leo Varadkar had to say in the Dáil.
This idea that banks and forces, these thugs, and I call them thugs, can enter into somebody's property, can cut down locks, can break down doors, can take somebody out by their ears while the guards watch on is not acceptable.
When it comes to Sinn Féin and the rule of law,
Taoiseach,
and public order,
Deputy
and
Brendan
condemning
Brendan.
Violence, it doesn't take very long for your balaclava to slip.
What was the remark?
Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance. I watched the debate yesterday, and even before the Taoiseach spoke, I was quite taken by the fact that you were very, very critical of the actions of those who were repossessing the house. You weren't as critical of those who actually subsequently beat up and badly beat up those people who took the vigilante movements. Why was that?
Well, look, let's be clear with this from the very, very start. I did many media interviews yesterday and made the point very clear. I don't condone any violence that happened on Roscommon, whether it was on Tuesday carried out by those security firm or whether it was the violence carried out on terms.
Do you condemn it?
That's of course.
You do condemn it.
Of course you do. That's not an issue. And that's a complete and utter distraction.
Well, it's not really.
It is, because let me say this, Shane.
Yep.
What was raised yesterday, and this is leader's question, this is when the opposition gets a chance to raise issues with the leader of the government. And we put it to him, as we've been doing for years, that we have a situation where there is unregulated activities taking place in enforcing orders by the courts. We have it in relation to receivers, and we have it in relation to bank enforcers.
Yeah, no,
we
absolutely.
We have published legislation, and the Taoiseach has refused. The Taoiseach has refused to specifically single out that event on Tuesday.
And Piers, I do want to get to that, because you're absolutely right. It is a very important point. But you referred to the people, the security men doing that job. You referred to them as thugs. I suppose some people listening would say some of those thugs, in inverted commas, were landed in hospital. And you didn't say anything about that yesterday.
I think I've already answered that, but let me do it again. What I was focused on is the fact that the state, and it is the state that allows for an unregulated activity. We have a situation, Shane, that if your door needs a new lock on it, you have to go to a regulated provider, somebody who has a license, somebody who's authorised by the PSA, somebody who has to show you identity to change a lock on the front door. If somebody wants to enforce an order from a bank, they can break in that front door. They can smash it down. They take an angle grinder to your front gate without showing you any identification. The Taoiseach was throwing cheap shots across the chamber last night about balaclavas. The only people who wore balaclavas in this circumstances are the bank enforcers. We've seen the pictures in terms of Frederick Street. And what I was saying very clearly, and yes, the government have now said that the bill that Sinn Féin is bringing forward is necessary, but we're 3 years down this road where they need to be regulated, where we cannot allow for an unregulated, unsupervised, unauthorised group of individuals
to come into somebody's family home
and pull them out by their ears.
Final question on the, and we will deal with that. Final question, was it not provocative in the extreme to call these men who were doing a job, whether or not you like the job they were doing, to call them thugs? Is that not overly provocative?
Not particularly given what happened to them. Not at all. Shane, listen, I spoke to the family yesterday, and as I said, regardless of anybody's personal circumstances, regardless of anything else, nobody should be treated in that fashion. Nobody should be lifted out by their ears from their home.
Okay.
Nobody should be dragged.
How do you evict? How do you evict people? How do you evict people from a house? And I'm not. Let's not talk specifics here, because I don't know the full facts of this case. I'm not sure too many people do. Let's talk in a general sense. If there is a court order taken against somebody who is not paying their mortgage, hasn't paid their mortgage, hasn't made an effort to pay their mortgage, I'm talking in a general sense here, not specifically. How do you ultimately remove that person from the house if they do not want to go from that house?
Well, first of all, what you don't do is you don't carry out the type of thuggish behaviour that we've seen last week in Roscommon. You do not surround somebody on the ground and involved in kicking and all of the rest.
Well,
there is
we saw edited versions of what happened there. I just think we need to be careful. And I come back to the question. Instead of condemning, and you've done that, what happened last week, how do you do it? If somebody doesn't want to leave the house, how do you do it?
Well, look, I've listened to actually some of the, or I've read yesterday in relation to one of the personnel who was trying to be recruited by this firm, and they made it very clear as a private security operator that that is not the type of way that you do it. You do it with, if it needs to be done at all, it is done with compassion. It is not done with the type of behaviour that we've seen in Roscommon. And the issue here,
Pierce,
Shane, and
Pierce,
you know,
yeah,
the issue
Pierce, you
here,
can't compassion somebody out of a house that doesn't want to leave.
Well, you shouldn't pick them up by the ear, Shane. You shouldn't drag them out of their house. You shouldn't angle...
You're not telling me how you do do it, though.
Well, I'm. You don't want to accept what I'm saying. You do it with sensitivity. You do not drag somebody and beat somebody out of their own house. And I have no problem saying that I support the hundreds of people from Roscommon and elsewhere who have stood up in solidarity against this type of behaviour. And the fact that the Taoiseach has now been forced as a result of public opinion to acknowledge what we have been saying for the last number of years needs to be done shows that the behaviour in Roscommon is not the way to do it. There is very difficult circumstances. We've made it very clear to this family and other families that the best way to resolve this is not going to be through violence. The family are very, very clear that they completely disassociate themselves with everything that has taken place down there that had any whiff of violence at all with it. But these issues have to be settled with negotiations with the bank. But there is also an issue here, Shane, that this is happening as a result of the government allowing this to happen on their watch. This isn't the first time. We've had it in Frederick Street. We had people with balaclavas coming into people's homes enforcing court orders. It is completely unacceptable in a modern democracy that we allow that to happen.
Right,
we have rent receivers going into businesses doing the same thing without any regulation whatsoever, and this is because of government policy that gives a free hand to the banks at all
Pierce, stages. We'll have to leave it there. You've made your point. Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin, finance spokesperson.